Today is Friday, May 22nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today isn't different. So last night, I worked on Pride 48 stuff because I want to announce to all of you podcasters out there that listen to my podcast, and I know you all pattern your podcast quality off of mine. That's a joke. I mean, I think my audio is pretty good. I know I say that all the time. I think my audio is all right, you know? Actually, I used to have listeners tell me they really liked my voice. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think I have a radio voice or anything like that. Maybe it's my southern accent. But I used to have some listeners say they liked my voice. But whatever. I think I have pretty good audio quality for the most part. But that was a joke for the most part. So I worked on Pride 48 stuff last night. And it is now, registration is now open for anyone who wants to take part in the Pride 48 June live streaming event. And I feel like most of you probably know, but so on Pride 48, we do, this is how Pride 48 started way, way back when it was Adam and Maddie and Daniel and, you know, all of us who kind of started up Pride 48. We had a 48-hour live streaming event where all the podcasters would stream their podcast live on our website. And that's how it all started. And so we do that every year in June because that's Pride Month for a lot of states. Anyway, so I got the form. Actually, I was really proud of myself. I created the form for the registration months ago and checked it all out. But I needed to do a little bit more testing last night, and I needed to publish it to the website. And then I needed to do a newsletter article or a newsletter to everyone. And so I worked on that last night, scheduled the newsletter to go out after midnight Eastern time, even though that was really before midnight Pacific, but whatever, it doesn't matter. We didn't give a specific time. And then I sent an email to Veritable Virgo to tell him, hey, everything's on the website so you can update the Twitters and all the other stuff. So if you guys saw social media posts, by the way, Veritable Virgo does such a good job on that. Oh, my mom is calling me. Ah, crap. So I was interrupted by my mom. Sorry, guys. So there's a little bit of a break in thought there. I was saying Veritable does such a good job at the graphics that he does for the social media posts. And he's so good at the social media. I don't give him enough praise. And I don't even know. I don't remember if he listens to this show or not, but if you guys talk to him just, or, you know, see him on Twitter or Facebook or anything, let him know you appreciate him. Anyway, oh my God, you guys. So my mom, I had other stuff that I was going to talk about, but now, like, breaking news. So my mom and my stepdad are going so we have a family house in a town called Flippin. And every year my family gets together. And I know COVID, I mean, don't talk to me. This is actually what I'm about to say. This is the topic of this conversation. Anyway, my parents are Republicans and they voted for Trump and oh my God. Anyway, so my mom, so they're leaving their dog with us, with Mark and I, while they go and do the family thing. And so my mom walks in the door and she's like, we say something about like, well, who's going to be there? What are you guys going to do? And she's like, well, your Aunt Pam's going to wear her Democrat mask all weekend. I'm like, Democrat mask? And she's like, well, I mean, she's, first of all, I didn't think any of my family were Republicans. So it kind of makes me happy to think that Aunt Pam might be a Democrat. But I was like, well, what are you talking about? And my stepdad's like, well, this whole COVID thing is, well, he doesn't sound Southern because he's from Seattle, Washington. But anyway, he says this whole COVID thing has just become politicized and it's all political and the Democrats are just going overboard. And, and you know, the Republicans are wanting to, you know, I don't know what, whatever. And I said, hey, you know what? I said, how about it not be political and maybe there's a middle ground somewhere? Maybe we can start to slowly open up businesses, but still take some precautions. And they're like, yeah, we know. We know. Yeah. But oh my God, you guys. I wanted to just be like, hey, by the way, your son is now a Democrat because Republicans are a disgrace. Also, I've never been a Republican. I just want to state that. But I used to say I was independent. Now I'm so like fed up with the Republicans. I'm going to register as a Democrat. I don't think I have, but I'm going to register as a Democrat because I never want to anyone to be even the least bit, you know, confused as to what my feel. Anyway, regardless. So this is what our conversation was, how the whole COVID thing has become politicized and my aunt is going to wear her Democrat mask. Her Democrat mask. It's ridiculous. My parents, as they get older, get more and more conservative and more, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid of the current Republican regime or whatever. And it's just, it's sad to see. They're both in their 70s now and I don't know. Anyway, excuse me. I had to stop the recording and go down there. I started recording and I was down there for like 45 minutes and then came back up. So I did the Pride 48 stuff last night and then today, and you know, we did our normal workout and everything. I will say this, we had Dickie's barbecue the other day, and I think I said this already. We did not have Dickie's barbecue last night, but it was so horrible. Like they got a wrong side. They missed one of the sides that I had ordered. And the sandwich that I ordered was not good. It was just not a good experience at all. And last night we had Whataburger, but I will say this. I cooked spaghetti for lunch today because I needed to use some meat in the refrigerator. And then tonight I'm going to make, my goal is not to do fast food, but I'm going to make some sort of sauteed chicken, but I want to do I know you guys are going to think I'm like obsessed with jelly and jam, but I have this mango apricot jam that I was using on those burgers I was telling you guys about. And I was thinking if I could make like a sweet and sour or sweet and savory chicken. So basically, and I don't know, I looked for a few recipes, but basically mix this jam I've got with some vinegar, some soy sauce, some ginger and garlic, and make like a marinade and also a sauce that I can reduce down. Saute my chicken and then put that marinade and like let it soak up all that good marinade. So not really a marinade, maybe just a sauce. Anyway, I want to do that and then do it with some rice. And that sounds good to me. I have some chicken I really need to use. It's only got a couple of good days left in it. So I'm going to do that. And so an update on the house for you guys. I got a call today from the title company and was able to schedule the closing time, the date and time. And so we're on the books now for the 29th. And so we're going to go to the bank in the morning and set up the wire or get a cashier's check, whichever we need to do. And then we're going to go have lunch and then come back home, have lunch, and then go to the closing on the 29th. So, and other than that, I called Cox Cable to set up the internet. And so I had been told that because of COVID, they were not going, like if you had a new house, they would still go in. As long as there was no furniture or like nothing had been moved in, if it was empty, they would go in. Well, I thought, you know what? I better call them because I've got my closing date nailed down. And so I gave them, well, first I looked online and it was saying, and there's weirdness because I think I told you guys like our house is in a town called Tontytown or Tontytown. But it's such a small town that they don't have their own post office or they don't have their own postal whatever. And so the mail is handled by the neighboring city. And so my mailing address is Springdale, but my actual physical address is Tontytown. So I looked on the website. I was a little concerned that it was going to be wrong because it had Springdale and not, anyway, it doesn't matter. So it told me, so they have a big message on their webpage that says, we're not doing professional in-person installations right now. We're doing kits that you use to do your own install. Well, the problem with that is I this is a brand new house. So I'm assuming they're going to have to do something at the pole. Like they're going to have to climb up the pole and turn some, or whatever they do nowadays. I don't know what they do. But I mean, there's going to be something that I'm unable to do. You know, I'm not a cable guy or an internet guy. And so I thought, you know what? I'm not going to finish this online. So I'm going to call them. So I called them and the guy said, yep, we're not. He's like, we can go ahead and sign you up. But if you're going to need a professional install, he said, it sounds like if you've got a new house that you may, he said, you just give us, we put you on the waiting list and then we'll call you within about a week to set up an appointment. He said, but I can't guarantee how long that's going to be, like when the actual appointment will be. Well, the problem is Mark and I can't move until we have internet turned on because we're also both working from home because of COVID. So then I called, I thought, well, I said, let me think about it, you know, and then I'll call back. So then I called the local Cox cable store and they basically told me the same thing. But he said there are a couple options. He said, we could send you the kit. And then if you can't do it yourself, you can open a ticket and then we can get somebody out. He said, or since you're not closing until next Friday, he said, it's probably fine for you to go ahead and get on the waiting list. Cause he said, I don't expect it to be more than a couple of weeks. Because I feel like they're going to lift this pretty soon. So anyway, I did that and I entered in all the information on the mover's website to get a quote. And that was about it. So we are making progress and we'll be moving soon. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys on Monday and make sure to wear your Democrat mask. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.